By 1941, President Roosevelt was well aware that America was going to be needed to step into World War II to help free Europe. Winston Churchill and he were in dialogue, and it was obvious that the war was going to be lost if America didn't step in and help. And so he articulated these four basic human rights: freedom of speech, freedom to worship, freedom from fear, and freedom from want, that he believed everyone in the world had a right to enjoy. And he spoke these ideals in his address to Congress in January of 1941. And the ideas he hoped would galvanize Americans to realize we needed to step into this war, but there was little appetite for that across the country, largely because America was coming out of the Great Depression, as well as the fact that there had been such devastating losses from World War I that America was feeling rather isolationist at the time and had no appetite or desire to step into a war that was not on its own shores.
These images by Norman Rockwell have now become the historic window into the period. What's really the significance of the Four Freedoms, though, today?
Well, Norman Rockwell's Four Freedoms really have become four of the most important and influential images in American art and, in fact, of all imagery of our era. Their power to communicate and mobilize and inspire people to action. And we look at the times today and the desire to rally people around common cause, and I think it's very important to realize that these are ideals that still resonate, these basic human rights that became part of the foundation of the Declaration of Human Rights and the UN Charter. These are the issues that we still discuss in our country today: the right to health care, the right to have secure borders, the differences of opinion over immigration, and how many rights citizens should have. These issues are hotly and fiercely debated on a congressional level, across political parties, and across dining room tables. So these four paintings remind us of what we believed as a nation at the time, what our nation was founded on: freedom of expression, freedom to worship. And these are absolutely relevant ideals in the discourse of our nation today.
So tell me a little bit about this tour. 75 years later, Franklin Roosevelt's speech, these works are going to be leaving Stockbridge. And what's the significance of the tour?
It's important, I believe, to look back and reflect on how our nation formed and helped defend these freedoms at a time when the world was in great disarray and in great conflagration. And we felt here at the museum it was important to share the paintings so people that couldn't necessarily get to Stockbridge would have a chance to both see these influential works and understand their importance. Appear in Normandy in the city of Caen at the World War Memorial on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, and hopefully be inspired today to think about what are our common values today. These pictures really convey Rockwell's respect for community, his notion of civic engagement, of civil society, and being an active and engaged citizen in the world. And I think one of the most important values represented in them is the idea of respectful listening, which we can see in the Freedom of Speech painting, where all the attendees, citizens at the town hall meeting, are listening respectfully to a man standing up dressed differently than many of the people in the meeting, and yet they are giving him their full attention to listen to his thoughts and his ideas. So we hope that these paintings can once again inspire our nation to think about values we hold in common, and perhaps even more importantly, to listen to ideas that might be different than each of our own, so that we can work together to find common ground across a range of views and opinions, which our nation also stands for.